This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Lowe's Canada. Save 15% off a DeWalt 7.25-inch 20M cordless sliding compound miter saw with code MMA15 at Lowe's.ca.
Host Papa. Save 15% off hosting with code MMA Nuts.
BetDSI. Get $10 in free play with code MMA1 at BetDSI.eu.
DefenseSoap.com. Serious soap for serious athletes. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 277.
277!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
Matt Grant, MMA Show. By MMA fans, for MMA fans, we're walking the line between serious and ridiculous. What's happening? Can you tell I'm on my second cup of coffee? So fucking fired up. I'm like a light switch. This guy's telling me he's tired. I'm like talking
I'm
about it. I'm gonna fucking slap him during the show.
Don't worry. Slap myself.
Like, fuck that. We ain't got time for
we'll
tired.
We'll get it together. We'll get, at least we hope so. So, what's going on? I don't know. Dude, you know what is going on?
What?
I don't know.
It's an ass. That's what's going on.
What an ass is going on?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I don't know.
Hey, how about this NHL All-Star Weekend, Ingo?
Yes.
John Scott for the win, baby!
You're excited. That's all he's been talking about. Like, you know.
This is such a feel-good story. First, what we talked about a few weeks ago, where the fans vote him in. He's supposed to be a captain. Then his team trades him to another team. Then they demote him to the AHL, which is a minor league hockey team. Then he's not supposed to play. And, oh, yeah, by the way, he's an enforcer. He has 5 career goals. He's 6'8", about 280.
Oh, my God.
That's huge. I love this guy.
He played on skates?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So he's probably 7'1".
Yeah, that's
great.
Skates. That's insane.
So he was on the Blackhawks at one point, but he went out there, and he couldn't be happier, and such a nice guy, and probably created the most interesting fucking All-Star weekend ever. Did the hardest shot thing and placed respectably, did not win. Did the little breakaway, I had a spinorama, got stopped. And then during the game, he had 2 goals.
Yes!
Awarded the MVP. Wasn't awesome. Initially one of the 3
How's
people.
How's that decided?
I think it was a fan vote.
Oh,
I'm not
nice.
Exactly sure, but
perfect.
His name wasn't in there. But again, the fans rallied and made him the fucking MVP.
Awesome.
And then Jeremy Roenick had to interview him at some point, and Roenick was one of the twats that said, hey, this guy is a disgrace. He shouldn't be in the All-Star game. And Scott got to put him in his place, and kudos to him. I like to see an enforcer get in there for once. And he had a fake fight with Patrick Kane. He delivered a check. I think it was the second check in 10 years in a fucking hockey game. And then him and Patrick Kane had a fake fight.
Nice.
But I always thought they should have an enforcer in there and then one on each side and then they should
fight.
Well,
you know, I feel like the NHL doesn't really fight anymore. Like, I remember when I used to watch, there was
it's way down.
A fight. Like, they don't fight. Every time I watch now, it's like there's no fight at all. Like, they're just playing. Where's the fighting?
Exactly. I don't see money anymore. Yeah. And you know, I looked at the Blackhawks this year. Last time I looked, fucking Jonathan Toews was their leading fighter with 2 fucking fights.
Wow.
He's the scorer. He's the captain.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be fighting in the first place.
Yep.
But the Hawks are still doing well, so what are you supposed to do?
Well, I think it's great that the fans are able to influence this as much as they do.
Yeah, it was a big deal because they weren't, you know, going to let this guy be in, and everyone was calling for him to step down because he's taking up a slot. Like, they couldn't have had a better feel-good story.
Yeah.
It was fucking Rudy.
Exactly.
I loved it.
If they don't want the fans to influence, why are they allow them to vote then? Right?
Democracy.
It's bullshit.
Like our government.
It's like the fake illusion of, like, control, right? But really, wait a minute. Like, you guys are all fucked up. We're not doing that. Like, no. You know? I don't know. The All-Star Game, if there's some incentive, whatever, maybe they can change it where there's awards from the league on players at the end of the year, but the All-Star Game is supposed to be, like, fun, right?
Yeah, this was fun.
Wacky.
He got the loudest ovation. He was joking around with Patrick Kane before, while they're all standing there waiting for the intro. Mm-hmm. He's like, Patrick, you're probably going to get cheered, and I'm going to get booed. And it was the fucking exact opposite. Kane got booed like shit. John Scott got the standing ovation and loudest cheer out there.
Yeah.
Fucking awesome to see, so.
Good on them.
Damn right. It's all about fighting.
Yes.
Speaking of fighting, UFC on Fox 18.
You're going to hear.
That's super the recap.
Yes. The headline by Anthony Johnson and Ryan Bader.
Yep.
Where should we start?
Sage Northcutt, Ingo.
Well, I was going to, yeah, I figured you'd go there.
Versus Brian. Oh, restart later. Barbarina.
Yeah, I mean, first round, right? What the fuck? It seemed like same old, and then all of a sudden Ryan was like, oh no, I'm still in, like, I just woke up. Hey, are we fighting? What happened?
Well, he got tapped out. Sage did. A lot of people are saying, oh, it was an early tap, but
yeah.
Listen, it was an arm triangle, and was it from half guard?
Yeah, and dude, you know what? I don't know. He defended it wrong, because I think he had no way to, like, I don't ever recall anyone ever teaching me, like, do this with your feet and then raise your whole body up. Like, that's not really, like, a way to sweep the guy, or, you know what I'm talking about?
Well, he didn't look like he had much to offer from his back when he was there earlier.
No.
Because he was open guard and just holding on for a lot of it, and then he would close his guard, but nothing, like, threatening a submission, nothing threatening to reverse, just kind of holding on, kind of Conor McGregor-esque in his defense there.
Yeah. Yeah, it was weird. And I will say that I know that a lot of guys are giving him shit about tapping, but I have been fucking tapped in half guard with that shit before. So that if the guy has, so you know, so I think that's what's great about jiu-jitsu is everybody's body's different, right? So some shit works for one guy, it does not work for anybody else. It
depends how good the guy squeezes, because we saw, like, one of our friends, Jonatas Novais, he got that arm triangle on someone when he was mounting the dude, and he fucking tapped the guy.
Yeah.
And Rick Story did it from someone's full guard, and he tapped the guy out. Yeah. Same thing, arm trial. It just depends how good your squeeze is. It doesn't really matter where the position
neck.
Is. I mean, obviously, yes, it's better if you're off to the side, but it can be done in other positions. If you have an awesome squeeze.
Yeah, and then the other thing is, too, perhaps he's not as experienced, right? So I remember that feeling, like, you know, as a first time, I'm like, oh, my God, I might die. You know, like, and you're like, and then as you get further, you go, I'm not really going to die. Like, it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's a lot of pressure. He's 19.
Come
on.
He's fighting at 170, where he normally fights at 155. Mm-hmm. He's had 3 fights in 4 months. And he's on the main card on Fox. It's like a ton of shit going on. So, am I going to fault the guy? No. Am I going to fault him for making so much money? No. If you can command the dollars, fuck, get what you can. I have no problem with any of this.
You gotta know what you're worth. If you know what you're worth, go and get what you're worth.
Yeah. Right? I just don't know why everyone's, like, jumping to shit.
You know.
I don't have a problem. He seems like he's happy-go-lucky. Oh, I don't have a problem with the guy.
I feel like the fans and the media and everybody else is just so whiny all the time.
Oh,
even the fighters.
Very whiny.
Some of the tweets, like, after, like, people just talking shit about it.
Who is it? Ferguson was fucking throwing a shit fit. Like, oh, fuck you. Really? He's 19. We just someone just posted a clip of you, Ferguson, when you were on The Ultimate Fighter, drunk off your ass, trying to start shit with somebody. You go, where's your kid? To some guy who's having issues with his baby mama and all that shit. So,
yep. Unfortunate.
Yes.
But
don't
we'll
throw
see.
Stones in glass houses.
No, and I'm sure he'll be fine. Isn't he training up in TriStar?
Yes.
So give him some time, dude. Like, if you give him 2, 3, 4 years, keep him on the undercards. You know, I don't know. We'll see.
It'll all work out. It's so early in this guy's career. So we had that fight.
Do you want to talk about Ben Rothwell and Josh Barnett? I'm in shock. I literally don't know. Dude, if you would have asked me, would I have ever predicted that would happen? I would say no. I would bet, like, anything.
Submit him?
Yeah. Dude. No chance.
Rothwell to submit him? No.
Not in a million years.
And he called it a go-go choke. And I've not heard of this.
Go-go
he
choke.
Said that, I guess, Rothwell's jiu-jitsu instructor is a black belt under Hickson Gracie. And this is Rothwell talking. He said Hickson would come to his black belt, whatever his name is, and say, hey, show me that go-go choke again.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck it is, but it looks like some sort of a modified guillotine / neck crank. I'm not quite sure, but he is the first person to tap Josh Barnett in MMA, with the exception to he has 2 submission losses to Mirko Krokop. One, I think it was a shoulder injury, and the other one was due to strikes. So this is the first real submission that Josh Barnett has lost to in MMA.
It's crazy.
Yes.
It's so insane. I mean, I was just shocked. You know what's weird?
Yeah.
I feel like Ben Rothwell is like a resurging fighter. Like, I feel like this guy was on the radar, then he was off the radar, and then he got on the TRT, and then, you know, he's off the TRT, right. And everyone's like, oh, whatever, same old Ben Rothwell, and look what he's doing. Like, I don't, there's something going on there.
Well, I think he said it, too, is that he opened his own school, and that has made the biggest difference in the world to him, plus
really?
Having his own, like, black belt instructor there and sure. his own team. And it's weird, because now he finished Overeem. He's finished Barnett, and he's got two other finishes in there. I think Brandon Vera, and I forget who the third one. So he's got four
bunch, yeah.
wins in a row, four finishes, making the case for
title shot.
I mean,
can you argue it?
Do you think he's worthy of it, or what?
Ben Rothwell?
Yeah.
I would say yes. You know, shit, with all the nonsense that's going on right now in the belt thing. I mean, who knows what's going to shake out? You know, I don't know. Is Kane going to come back? Is he back on injury? Is he like Dominic Cruising us? Or what?
I don't know. I mean, I want to save all that, like the Verdum Kane talk for later, because it's fucking weird.
Okay, yes.
But, I mean, it's either he fights for the title or he fights Miocic. In
for the
like,
interim.
Yeah, I mean, a title has to take place at some point.
Yeah,
and
like soon.
We might be, that's a good point. We're time for an interim. I'm not one to say we should have interims, but I think this is the right point.
Yeah. I mean, Kane's been injured more, you know, and Verdum's injured, and then it's like, I don't know. We'll save it, because you want to save it.
Yeah.
I have things to say about this.
And then Barnett, Arlovsky, maybe?
Oh, boy.
It's hard to say, because,
yeah.
you know, he's coming off a loss. Barnett's coming off a loss. I mean, everyone's getting up there in age in this heavyweight division.
Yeah, but that, you know, typically what, those guys are, what, at least 5 years older than most of the other weight classes, right? It's a common...
Yeah, I just saw the average age of heavyweights, and it's by far the oldest. I think light heavyweight's the second, as far as, like, the oldest fighters around.
Okay.
I don't know if it was 33 is the average age at heavyweight, or 30... Okay. I want to say it was older, but I'm going to say, let's just say mid-30s, how's that? 33, perfect. 35, somewhere in there. But
yeah,
like, yeah, you can be older there, but again, you can't make a fucking mistake at heavyweight. It's like one
nope.
mistake and
done.
One way or another, submission, knockout.
Mm-hmm. Scary.
Yeah. And we're going to get to this fight. Rumble versus Bader.
It was a fight. I don't recall a fight ever actually happening there.
You know what it reminded me of?
What?
Randy Couture versus James Toney.
Oh, yeah. That's a good point.
Because when Couture came out, he's like, I want no part of the fucking stand-up with Toney. And he took a dive from, like, three quarters away from the octagon and, like, grabbed his ankle. The same thing with Bader. Like, I want no part of the stand-up. No part of the stand-up. So I'm going to shoot, like, this piss-poor takedown.
Oh, yeah.
And not even set it up. Not even throw a strike. Mm-mm. And then Rumble defends it. And then, you know, Bader's trying to work a Kimura and keep working it. And eventually.
He almost had it. He was like, you know, it was a chance.
But Rumble's so strong. You're not going to get that on Rumble. Just fucking accept it and move
yes,
along. And then
beast mode.
You know, he gets your back and then just hits you a few times and it's la la land for
yeah.
you.
I mean, I would love to know, like, that's another thing. Like,
sure.
I would love to know how much power is behind something like that, you know?
Well, Rumble, I think, is one of the scariest dudes striking wise. I think he's not at the top. He's damn near second for his like many knockdowns in the UFC for like dropping
okay.
people. But
wow.
fuck, man, he has like devastating power. Devastating.
Yep. And he used to fight at 170.
Yeah.
Oh
like,
God.
They show that fight him versus who was it? Charles Brenneman or something?
Yeah.
At 170.
Charlie with the crazy hair.
Oh yeah, the crazy hair yep. and all that.
Crazy.
That guy had no chance.
No
chance. And then all the weird thing is that all of his losses from submission are rear naked choke.
Oh, really?
I think he's got three or four now. Rumble.
Okay.
And typically, and I think that's what kind of irritated Rumble, was Bader saying how he's kind of weak and he can be broken. He can be broken, but you got to break him.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can get past the first round, you got a good chance. But
yeah,
He's a motherfucker. It's like Vitor Belfort, right? That first round, he's a motherfucker.
Yeah. You got to be ready for it.
Yeah.
I think you got to go in with no fear. I don't know. Bader was obviously worried.
There's a lot of fear.
You know, if you go in with no fear, maybe you have a better chance, right? I don't know.
What did you think about Bader's body type?
I will say he looks similar. Travis Brown and Bader. I mean,
Bader,
everyone
time.
Is like
big
looking
difference.
All of a sudden more svelte, lean, slightly flabbyish, you know, compared to their old physique. Not as like
action
figure type.
Yeah.
Yeah. Weird.
It is weird.
It's very strange in this day and age that would happen so abruptly. I think there was some internet article I read this week or the prior week about they were showing pictures of different things and it was like side by side. You could see some like, wow, here's the case for, you know who was on the shit.
Yeah. Well, I will still stick by like 80 to 85% before you saw it. Now, I don't even know what the percentage is because I think it is that fear factor of people saying, you know what? It's a career ender if you get caught now.
Yeah.
Career ender unless you're going to go fight in like Ryzen or some other organization that's going to put you overseas, 1FC, you know?
Yeah.
Depends. It's tough. So what do you think is next for these guys?
I think you give Rumble a title shot.
Yeah.
Why not?
And he may even sit around, right? Because I don't know when they're going to do this. I think it's going to get announced in the next couple of days. When is Jones versus Cormier happening? Hmm. He said, here's the other interesting thing. Rumble said if that fight's too far out in the future, his title shot, he'd be willing to go up to heavyweight for a one-off.
Ooh, against who, though?
Hmm. Andre Arlovsky rematch?
Oh, my God.
Anybody.
No.
It's just scary because he could go up there and he could still dominate.
Yeah, well, I'll save it. See, this is all related. I can't say anything. I was going to say, I was going to bring John Jones into the mix about trying to get that heavyweight fight for the belt.
Maybe.
this week. And they're all like, no. Easy now. Simmer down.
And then next for Bader, Patrick Cummings is the only person. Like, whatever.
This is typical Bader. It's hot, it's cold.
Well, I read somewhere online, someone was comparing him to, like, Michael Bisping.
Yeah.
Like, you are the Michael Bisping of 205 right now.
As soon as he gets in within smelling
sniffing
range.
Sniffing distance, like, right?
I smell the belt. Oh, no! I gotta lose.
Yep.
Like, right now. So.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is what it is.
I mean, it was a strategy. It didn't work out.
No, he went for it. The takedown, it is. Didn't quite get happen.
Stand and bang.
So, can we finally talk about some news?
Yeah.
Because we've been hinting.
We have so much.
I want to talk about this Verdum Kane bullshit.
Go ahead.
And I'll start saying.
Lay it out. What happened first?
Then? Apparently, Kane is injured.
Okay.
Pulls out. Miocic's like, I'll fight. Verdum's like, oh, but wait a minute. Like, I've been injured and I was going to fight, but you know what? No, I'm not going to fight. And it's kind of like, okay, well, that's odd. Why is that? Nobody wants to fight Stipe? Oh, you know? So, that's where we're at. And then John Jones was like, wait a second. I'll fight as long as it's for the belt.
Yeah.
You know?
I'd make an interim belt for that. Why not?
I think Stipe would take that shit. That would be fucking awesome. Like, why not? Do it.
I would do it. I would do that shit in a heartbeat. Hell yeah.
I didn't see the reason why they didn't do it. Was there no interest or what?
Well, probably because that the Jones DC fight's going to come up before that, and they don't want to take a chance of him possibly getting injured and then fucking that up some more.
Sure, sure.
Because who would you have Cormier fight at that point?
Good point. And then lastly, I'll say this is where the weirdness happens.
Mm-hmm.
The UFC 196 is now Ultimate Fight Night 82.
And it's being headlined by who?
Hendrickson Thompson. Like, it's on Fox, though. And then every card thereafter has now been reduced by one number.
Like, think of all the promotional and marketing materials that they're going to have to scrap and reprint. Like, I don't understand why they did that unless they want to make sure that every numbered event is a pay-per-view. That's the only reasoning I can think of.
Could be. Maybe there's a contractual thing that we don't know about. But I'm just wondering, what does this do for UFC 200? Like, they have this big...
Well, it'll just move the date.
Really?
I'm sure it'll all work.
So it'll be in August instead of like July or whatever they had planned?
Mm-hmm.
That might work out. But this has never happened. Like, I know they canceled an event before and it just moved on.
It's up there.
Yeah.
151.
But.
No, they've never. They may have in the past, but to my knowledge, never fucking had to. think of all the ones in the future that they had. And I think that's why on their website, they're only about a month out now. Before, it was, you used to have probably 4 months out worth of, like, here's the schedule. And now it's, I just updated it on our website, like the UFC schedule. Mm-hmm. I could only get, I did February, and I think there might have been a, like, one or two in March, if that. I mean, we're like a month and a half at best.
Okay.
We have no visibility with what's happening, which is really weird for the UFC. This is not typical.
They're worried. They have, well, that speaks to, again, to the whole, like, cards being thin. You lose one fight, all of a sudden the whole thing falls apart. I mean,
that's on them, right?
Yeah.
I mean, and they kind of put themselves in this position. I understand that. Think about the deal with Fox. They probably have to put on a certain amount of events per year with them. Mm-hmm. You have main Fox, you have FS1, you have Fight Pass, and then you have pay-per-view, and you have to feed each one to some extent. Yep. But you are at the point, like you're saying, you lose one fight,
done.
Whole fucking thing's gone, man.
Oh, yeah.
And it's at the point, too, it's like, as a consumer, I only want to see the best of the best. Like, I am not excited for Johnny Hendricks versus Stephen Thompson. Interest level for me, -1.
-1.
On a scale of 1 to 10, -1. I have no fucking interest. Yes. I mean, yes, I'm going to watch it, but do am I fired up? Like, oh, my God, I need to see this fight. I need to fucking
see
it.
You're like that guy. Like, I hate this fucking shit.
But I'm becoming an elitist.
Like, every time.
I watch every fucking fight, all right? You know? I can't lie. I'm going to watch it.
They got you. They got you anyways.
But it's the interest level going in.
I know.
Like, I don't have that fire.
Could be a great card then. Maybe that's the whole thing.
Yeah. So what else? Let's talk about EA UFC 2.
Yes, sir.
The demo came out. We had codes. We played.
Beta.
What's your initial impressions from?
I played it not very long, you know, less than a half hour.
Okay.
I haven't had a ton of time, but I'd say the graphics look great. The gameplay seems pretty solid. I'm a little confused by the whole submission thing, the grappling. I was like, this is totally different all of a sudden.
Oh, well, let me just say this. You can only play at welterweight, and somebody grapple-fucked me online with Johnny Hendricks, by the way.
Perfect.
Like, you're going to just hold me down the whole time. I'm not even going to put up a fight. And
yeah. Oh, I think it's going to be a long day for you, Matt. When this game comes out, you'll be like, fuck this shit! I'm getting...
I already rage quit so many times. You can only play, if you want to... It's all welterweight.
Yeah.
And if you want to play, like, fighter versus fighter, there is a practice mode, but you can't, like, knock people out right now because this is just a demo. They really just want to see, like, how are servers going to handle everything online? So they're trying to push you fighting online. So out of 12 fights online, Ingo, I am... 1-11.
Nice.
And the How'd only reason, because someone chose CM Punk to be their fighter, and I was Thiago Alves, and I'll post said knockout here. It's a game of a fucking, I think I went leg kick, front kick to the face, and then knocked him the fuck out, and then leg kick, and then followed up. And that's, I would say, a bonus for this year. After a guy is knocked out, you can follow him to the ground and give him like a good 4 or 5 extra punches.
Perfect.
Totally unnecessary, but totally warranted.
Yes.
They should give us middleweight and pride mode and Michael Bisping. That's all I'm
they
saying.
They might. You never know.
Well, I heard pride mode is no-go again, which is kind of disappointing, but now I hear they have a KO mode, no ground,
stand up,
all stand and bang.
I wonder if you can play that online. That'd be cool.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah. The game looks good, though, I would say. You know, we'll see if it hashes out to be as better as the first version.
A lot of unique knockouts. Bodies are falling in weird ways. Before, there were only like a handful of like knockout images and ways you could get knocked out. I'm knocking out myself. Well, I since I was going to lose online, I started playing as CM Punk. I'm like, fuck it. If I'm going to lose, I might as well lose with some dickwad.
There you go.
With a higher grappling than BJ Penn, by the way.
Ridiculous.
He's a black belt. And then did you see they came out and said, oh, that's just a placeholder. He's going to be the lowest rated fighter. And you know why? Fan backlash.
Of course, man. That's
like
bullshit.
The NHL and John Scott.
Dude, get BJ in a fucking whatever with CM Punk right now and see what happens. It'll be a long ass day for that guy. It doesn't even matter what it is.
But it's just blasphemy to even have that out in the demo. Like, you can't even. How could you justify that? Please explain.
You can't.
Exactly.
It's impossible. The guy hasn't had a fight.
Exactly. He's no O idea. And O. He doesn't no even idea. Have a belt. I think he just got his second stripe on his white belt.
Perfect.
So that's an 86 for sure.
That means, like, we could go in there and just handle him.
Yeah.
Easily.
For sure.
Fuck that guy.
I'd take that fight.
Fucking asshole.
I'd come out of retirement.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd need a little bit of training. I need 6 months of training.
I think you're not in the same weight class, though. He's probably...
Who's CM Punk?
Yeah, isn't he like 170?
Well, fuck it. Be a man.
Be a man.
I'm just kidding.
Come up to 220.
What about 220?
No.
210.
Okay, 210. All right. I was guessing.
Like 6'1", you know. Okay. All good. So, I mean, it looks promising. We'll see what happens. We should have review copies probably.
When does the game come out?
March 15th.
Oh, cool.
So I would say, I don't remember, we have about a week.
Yeah, 5-6 days.
Maybe a week before we should have it, and then I don't think we can review it until, like, the day it gets released, if they're going to play it like last time, so.
The show might come out, like, a day later.
We'll see. We'll have a review out if we get the copies, so.
Oh, we'll get the copies, Matt.
Wink, wink, EA.
Yes. They love us.
They actually do, which is cool.
Yes.
So let's talk about this Prescription Thugs documentary.
Yes, sir.
You know, we watched it. What was your overall take on this? This is the guy who did the bigger, stronger, faster documentary. Now he followed up with Prescription Thugs.
Yes. Yeah, you can watch it. I watched it on Amazon Prime. It's like, actually, the price was $7.99, and then it went down a buck.
Did it?
Yeah.
Cocksucker.
$6.99.
I paid whatever, $7 yeah. or something, but
yeah.
whatever.
So it was, you know, I was initially going to be like, what the fuck? That's expensive, but it was worth it. It's good. You know, I would say that definitely there is a problem in this country with people in pain medication. I mean, that's been certainly proven in the last few years. And, like, Florida, I think, has a big problem with that, where, like, there's a doctor and then there's a clinic and they're attached and you just go through the door, right? I wonder, who's prescribing what, right?
So, well, didn't they say in this documentary, too, that once Oxycontins were not able to be
snorted,
purchased in a crushable format, that the sales dropped 80%?
Yes. People were abusing them.
Yep.
They were crushing them up and shooting them.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking crazy. So I'm scared of that stuff. Like, I remember every time I get painkillers from the doctor, I'll take, like, a couple, and then I'm like, I'm done. I don't even care if it hurts. I'm scared.
They all suck. Like, every painkiller I've tried, because I have back issues, so I'm trying this, I'm trying that. There's natural stuff that works so much better.
Yeah.
And all this other shit is just garbage.
I don't want to get hooked on it. I don't want any part of it. No thanks. It's scary. And, you know, I think, like, we don't want to give away the whole reveal or whatever, but I think that family seems like they have issues amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
All the brothers. Issues with drugs and whatever else.
Yeah, and I thought the other interesting thing was Chris Lieben was on there.
Yes.
And
oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
He was talking.
Oh, my God.
Remember, before the Brian Stan fight, he got super sick.
Yep.
And he said, oh, man, I ate all these gummy bears and all this sugar, and that's why I got sick. Well, in reality, it was because he was withdrawing from fucking prescription painkillers.
Yep.
And that's why he was sick. Like, ah, that was why I watched this whole thing. He was in there, and
like, sad story.
It's fucked up. They said every 19 minutes, that's someone dying.
Did Stan knock him out or out, but not out?
He lost that fight to Stan.
Yeah,
I don't remember the outcome, but I know he lost.
Oh, I think that's what happened. Maybe he's...
I could look it up, but there's a computer sitting right on my lap, and it's a lot of work, and it doesn't add anything.
It's sad. I don't know. It's definitely a problem. I think, especially for athletes as they get older. You know,
Well, I think that was the article you sent me about Jim McMahon saying that, you know, he's a big advocate of medical marijuana right now.
It's helping him.
And it's helped him get off of the prescription drugs. And I want to say that I even read an article that was talking about in states that have either the recreational marijuana, like Colorado, Oregon, and whatever the other two are, and states that have medical marijuana approved, the number of prescription deaths have dropped drastically in those states.
Wow.
So
people will choose a natural shit versus the chemical shit, right?
Yep.
There you go, yep.
And
well, I mean, you know, the thing that I really took out of this whole documentary was, like, the human condition, right? It appears that as human beings, we have a almost a draw to addiction. It doesn't matter what it is. Like we're
porn, we're, video games.
It's funny you went there first, but yes, porn, painkillers, exercise.
Yeah.
It does it. Food, you know,
yep.
Drugs, alcohol, smoking, whatever. You're addicted to something, you know, right? As a human person, as a person.
Butt Sharpies.
Yeah, butt Sharpies is another one. Anal rape, you know.
What? Come on! I just said butt Sharpies. Now this guy's talking about raping asses.
Well, that's right there.
It's
like an
if I could
thing.
Move over like a foot closer, I would.
Okay. Nice. Perfect. Oh my God.
Did I make it uncomfortable yet?
No.
Now I'm going to stare at you like I'm a broadcaster.
Look at my iPad. See the back of my iPad. But, yeah, it's sad, man. I mm-hmm. feel like it's a slippery slope because some people don't even realize they have issues, and then boom, they get some kind of prescription for whatever, and next thing you know, they're fucking shooting Oxycontin.
Right.
Or begging for whatever.
Right.
Buying it on Craigslist.
Yeah, he said he was buying it off of Craigslist.
Crazy,
really?
Man. Oh, sure.
Fuck, man.
Well, there's that whole, like, Silk Road thing. You ever heard about that?
That the dark net?
It's part of it where you can supposedly order.
Is that still around? I thought they shut.
Silk Road?
Yeah.
No, they shut it down. But it was going on for a while. You could order, like, anything you want, apparently. Hmm. So, you missed that boat. Sorry, man.
Don't worry. It'll all come full circle.
It will. But, you know, those doctors, they love us. They try to help us.
Well, that's what I say. You go to the doctor now and, you know, I told that I think last couple of weeks where I went in and just wanted like a painkiller and I walk out with four different prescriptions. Like, buddy, I just needed something for like a week.
Oh, yeah.
They are drug dealers. That's
pretty much
I think, what
drug
the
dealers.
Documentary is kind of telling you, and I see it in real life.
It's true. It's very, very true. And unfortunately, that's not going to change anytime soon.
Oh, it'll change once marijuana is legal everywhere.
Hey, now. Now you're talking crazy.
I know. I'm readjusting.
Illinois is going to be last.
Our governor is a cocksucker. I'm sorry.
Fuck him.
He can approve. Actually, he's got the opportunity to approve 10 more conditions, I think.
Is one of them
next
boredom?
Week.
Loneliness?
Chronic pain is on there.
Perfect. Which is totally undetectable. You're in pain? Yes.
I have so much pain, Ingo. I literally do, though.
My pain is literally hurting my pain.
Yeah, it is. It hurts so much. It hurts.
Oh, hell. What else you got?
Moving right along. So Ronda Rousey was on Saturday Night Live the other night. Mm-hmm. This is a couple weeks ago because we missed last week's show. Oh, yeah. By the way, yeah. So this is what happened. So I replaced my water heater. Replaced all these other pipes.
Oh boy.
And then since I guess I freed up pipes, another pipe started leaking from the side of the pipe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh my, are you fucking kidding me? So all these pipes that I replaced, I had to fucking take everything off to get to this other one and then redo everything. And by the time I was done, I'm like, it's fucking 7 o'clock at night.
She's like, I'm tired of laying pipe.
Yeah, like, fucking, I can't do a show because I don't want to half-ass something.
Did they take your heater? Did you just roll it out to the street, or is it still in the garage?
No, it's still in the garage. Okay. I'm gonna take that to the scrapyard and get my $3 or whatever.
$3. So it costs more in gas. Well, actually, not now. No, gas is so cheap.
I know. I just loaded up. I got a bunch of gas in my garage. Totally legal. I got all these 5 gallon things.
Doesn't it go bad?
That's why you put that. There's some kind of. Fuck is that?
How much gas you got in your garage? Should I be worried?
Probably shouldn't say. I'd say it's double digit gallons.
Oh my God. Okay, cool.
I just like to be prepared. So if the power goes out, I have a big, like 10,000 watt generator and a shit ton of gas. Gallons.
My whole garage is just gas.
We were here once. I've had a couple stretches where we have not had power for.
Yeah.
3 or 4 days, that's and it's up. Happened twice.
And then one time was in the middle of summer. It was like 100 plus degrees. I remember
85
that.
85 degrees in my
brutal.
Basement, and
oh,
we
yeah.
stayed here. We were all dying.
Yeah, brutal.
So, anyway, so let's go back to this before I digress us too much, because we're going to be fucking, it's already 11.
Run along, Matt.
And it's going to be a long show.
My stomach's
all good.
Rumbling.
Yes. So, yeah, Ronda Rousey on Saturday Night Live, and 8th Wall on Twitter sent us this sweet tweet from Chris Cyborg, who tweeted at her. Said, watching Saturday Night Live, and it looks like Ronda Rousey still needs help on her stand-up.
Oh.
It's so true. It's so true.
It was
bad. Her timing is just terrible at best.
Yeah. They didn't give her all that much to work with either.
No, and I think that's because they know she's not very good.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a pacing. She doesn't have that pacing. She doesn't know how hold the pause, when to speak.
It's not as easy as it looks.
See how I pause?
Yes. Awkward silence.
Throbbing.
No, I mean, it's not as easy as it looks,
though. It's not.
No, because, you know, like, when I got married, my best man, he fucking roasted me at the wedding, right? And it was the funniest shit ever. People were laughing all over the place. So I tried to do the same thing to him, and I could literally hear a pin drop when I was talking. And I'm going, I'm fucking bombing right now. This is terrible. Right? And there's a difference. And some people have it. Some people don't.
Right.
I think Rogan says all the time, whatever, the comedy is timing, right? If it's not timed properly, it's not going to be funny. And, you know, I can't fault her for that. Whatever. Yeah, I don't know. They had a couple of skits. I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore. I used to.
It's just not good.
It was one of the better shows, which I'm like, no shit. No wonder I don't watch this anymore. So, but hey, exposure is the key.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of exposure, some new body paint pictures of Honda Housie were released.
Mm-hmm. Are they nudes?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. Yes, they are, good sir.
Last time it was quite interesting. Not that I saw anything. I saw black bars. Over
I don't know. Her ass is looking very nice. Yes. Is that wrong to say? I don't know.
She's a female. You're a male. You know. If you said his ass was looking nice, I'd be like, okay then.
Hey, I'm open.
It's all good.
I'm open, Ingo. It's 2016.
It's okay.
You know, whatever. Moving right along.
The beard is a cover up.
Moving right along. I'm a woman.
Did you notice you stroke this beard quite often?
I like to stroke the beard. It makes me look like I'm thinking.
You need a pipe.
I do. That's a good point.
And a cap.
We should start smoking pipe. We talked about this. Is funny because we're going to digress a little bit because we first talked about doing this podcast. We're like, you know what? We should sit around. We should be drinking. We should be smoking cigars, pipe smoking.
Mm-hmm.
We could still do this.
We could.
Not in here.
No,
I gotta fucking smoke.
Sink up the place.
Inside.
Actually,
my
the pipe
dorm
of all things, it's one of those smells. I think if you were ever around like a pipe smoker as a kid, it's kind of a nostalgic smell. You know, it has that like, I mean, I wouldn't want it in my house, but I'm just saying.
Your garage, right?
Yeah.
See?
There's a big thing though with the pipe thing. You can buy like crazy pipes. I looked into this before.
We should do this. I want to wear a monocle though. If I'm going to smoke a pipe, I need a monocle.
You have one of those.
And a timepiece. Like a little.
Yeah.
You can check what time it is.
Yeah. Okay.
We're going places in 2016.
It appears.
It's called Ingo's Garage.
Perfect. Perfect every time.
Sure your wife will love that. What are you guys doing? Nothing.
Smoking pipes and taping a show.
That'll go over great. That's great.
Both my kids wake up and like, what are you guys doing? Nothing.
Mm.
Yeah.
It'll all work out.
I don't have the luxury of like your basement escape.
I need this. You gotta move. I will help you dig down. Whatever you need, man. Whatever you need, I'll be there.
I told my wife, I said, if we move and we're still doing a show, like it's all like Dave Letterman and shit. We're doing like a fucking...
Fuck yeah.
We're going to go bananas. She goes, well, what about the kids? I'm like, they can work around it.
I'm sure you can get something where you just... Like, this isn't that big of a room.
We need more depth. A little more depth.
That's because this fucking cage is there. You got a fucking half rack the camera sits in front of.
Yeah.
It'll all work out.
Anyways.
Do you want to throw some more news or you want me to keep going? I got a ton of shit.
You have a ton of shit. I kind of deleted a lot of stuff because, you know, I don't know. I don't have it.
I'll go.
Go ahead.
USADA, stepping up the drug testing. I pulled some stats. It's kind of crazy right now. So here we go. So far this year, they've done 170 tests on 132 athletes. Thiago Alves, Rumble Johnson, and Rafael Dos Anjos are leading the pack with 4 drug tests each already. This is only within 1 month. So it's 170 tests, 132 athletes.
That's crazy.
Last year, 353 tests and 156 athletes. That's in 6 months. So look at the difference. 170 tests in 1 month to 353 in 6 months. So before you're on a 1.9 tests per day average. This year we're on 5.5 tests per day average. And last year, the most tested athletes were Ronda Rousey, Conor McGregor, and Jose Aldo with 8 tests each. So it's fucked up. And it got to the point where it's crazy because Mighty Mouse was streaming while he plays video games. Like him and Rampage have been doing that a lot.
Yeah.
Mighty Mouse got USADA drug tested while he was streaming on Twitch. He's like, here's a pounding on his door. He's like, all right, hold on, guys. That sounds like a serious knock. I think it's the police. Let me go check this out. Fucking USADA. Nice. Perfect. Like, motherfucker, I'm streaming games. You guys want to come on? I'm like, no.
We don't want to be seen.
So I don't know what this says, but, you know, again, we've done how many tests this year? 170? And
it's double. It's literally double.
We haven't had any failures, have we? Or that we know of.
The company makes money for testing. They don't make money for catching people.
That is just a crazy increase. And did I mention how great of a job they're doing? They might want to scale it back because they haven't caught that many. So I don't think we have a PED problem in MMA.
Maybe that's the case they're building, and soon there will be.
They can just stop and say, look, we've tested, we've done 1,000 tests. We caught 3 guys. It, on a monetary standpoint, it doesn't make sense anymore. We're going to just stop doing random drug testing.
That would be something.
The athletic commissions handle it like they used to. Because literally, they're killing the sport.
Yeah.
Drug testing, Reebok, killing a sport.
Yes. I do have a bit of news.
Go ahead.
I want to talk to you
about. Thank you.
Because last week, this was a week ago, I listened to the Rogan podcast with Carlos Condit, who had his movement coach on there.
It wasn't Ido Portal, but it was somebody else.
Yes. Right? His movement coach from France. And this guy was a bit eccentric, as I was telling you. If you ask him a yes or no question, what does he give you back? What does he say it is?
Oh, you ask him what time it is, and he tells you how to build a fucking clock.
Every time. Like, there's literally...
I say yes or no question.
Yes. So, and I recall Rogan a few times was like, I don't know what the fuck you just said. Like, literally. Like, whatever. But as it got rolling, and if you haven't listened to it, I kind of urge you, get through the first half hour, 40 minutes, because this guy is weird, and I think Rogan's kind of getting the, like, snake oil guru vibe, but then it starts to get more serious. There's a lot of good things that they talk about. Like, they're working with Condit, and I'm sure McGregor and some of these other guys that have this similar thing, on such a fine level. They're literally working on movement of the body to such a degree of detail and focus that apparently that's helping him in his martial arts somehow, you know, be more precise, be more in control.
But he lost.
He did. Well, maybe, I guess. It was close.
It was close.
Yeah.
But...
So, I mean, it's interesting to me because it seems to be picking up steam. It isn't like a Steven Seagal one-off thing. Like, this is like, there's actually some methodology to this, and perhaps... You know, like a guy like Dominic Cruz coming off an injury, visualizing training and working on movement and things like that, maybe as good as like sparring and all these things. Like, I wonder if that's something that, you know, will continue. And then the other thing is he's doing some kind of weird testing where he's basically gauging on if he should do striking or grappling or whatever based on how his brain is functioning, because if he has I think it was green, yellow, red. So like if it's green, he can do whatever. If it's yellow, maybe don't do striking, do whatever. If it's red, you're supposed to rest. And they base it off of like what he's able to do in a normal state and then when he comes in and tests it. And he's testing all the time during training camp to kind of help him realize how trained is he, how overtrained is he.
Yeah, I like that.
I think it's interesting, really interesting.
I think the movement coach stuff is bullshit. I don't believe it yet. I don't believe it. I mean, I'd have to... The challenge is I haven't trained in that.
The movement thing?
Yeah. So I can't say it like 100%, but just from an outsider looking in,
yeah,
it sounds like bullshit. Yeah. Like snake oil. Yeah. Or like... well, it's like the fad right now. So I'm not going to say gluten-free diets are a fad because I have to be on it, but...
Yeah. Well, it definitely is. Any kind of fat. It is, though. It is. And it reminded me, you know, you recommended that book Contagion or whatever. I'm about halfway through it. Mm-hmm. This whole thing reminds me of something similar. It's like somebody does something and then like it's kind of successful and then someone else comes along
right.
and
it was
like
me too. The front kick to the face, yeah. right? Holy shit, that works. Everyone's going to fucking start doing it. Yep. And then everyone's spamming that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Travis Brown, I'm fucking Alistair Overeem. You going to get out of it? This is the sixth time I'm throwing it, buddy.
Yeah.
Finally, yeah. clunk, out.
So, I don't know. We'll have to see if that's something.
It remains to be seen, yeah.
Yeah. I like the concept. I know what they're trying to say, but this guy sounds like a quack. So, I don't know. Whatever. But do you think that fighters in general are at risk for because of the, they're doing this thing? And I was telling you earlier that in hockey, apparently, they're using something similar now to test like a player's mental, not even mental, like physical well-being in any given moment in time, based on, you know, taking hits or whatever. You think this is like going to pick up steam in sports? I think, do the people care about this?
Care about what?
The player's safety, the player's ability to you know what I mean?
Well, this is where I was watching. I want to say that the last HBO Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel, probably the best show they ever did.
You have the old guy with the fucked up suit? Like, he looks like he's a skeleton.
The Dracula
on.
Guy? <It's weird. laughs> Vampire? No, he wasn't on this
okay.
one. But they had a couple of good topics. And the first one was talking about the NCAA uh-huh. and basically how their team doctors are just like bitches under the head coach. And basically if the head coach wants the team doctor to make that guy play, that player's going to play.
Ah.
And a You'll couple players have whistleblown on them.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And you contrast that to the NFL. The NFL will have independent doctors now, not a team doctor looking at people, where they will pull that player out if he's got hit hard and he looks concussed. They're going to make the determination whether or not that player is going to come back or not.
Yeah.
Not the team doctor. And they don't have that in the NCAA.
Hmm.
And it's like there's a conflict of interest when you have a team doctor looking at a player, especially when you look at the college players. These fuckers aren't getting paid, and
nope.
they're just getting taken advantage of left and right. It's almost like being a UFC fighter.
In a way, yeah.
Like, oh, fuck.
Well, I was telling you before we started that I just heard this morning or yesterday, everything melts together, I don't know anymore, but they were talking on one of the morning shows about the NFL's concussion rate has gone up 50% this year from last year. And it wasn't clear like if it was because they're testing more or mm-hmm. it could be because of what you just said, where actually legitimate doctors
yeah.
are reporting like, hey, this guy's not okay to play, like concussion, hello. And maybe in the past that didn't happen. And they're like, get
no,
back out there, you'll be fine.
No, that was how it always was.
Yeah.
And I want to say there was another college football game. I don't know if it was Michigan, one of the Michigan teams maybe, where they were showing it on the HBO Real Sports, where the guy was concussed and they just kept putting him fucking back in. And
Was it blue and gold?
Yeah.
Or, oh, yeah, it was Michigan. I remember that, but I don't remember.
And then like the announcers were even saying, this is just egregious. That guy is completely fucked up.
Yep.
You keep putting him back in.
That happened last season
of the game.
Or the season before, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So
it's crazy. Like,
you got to have people looking out for them.
Course.
Period. And you should be paying those college football players.
Yeah.
It's fucked up. I don't give a shit if you're amateur. If you're generating how many billions of dollars, I don't know if it's in the billions, but millions of dollars when you're playing in front of what, fucking 50,000 people?
No. Like Michigan Stadium is 121,000, I think.
Jesus fucking Christ. Jesus fucking Christ.
And they have like 6 or 7 home games a year.
Oh.
So think about that.
Oh my God.
That's a lot of money, man. A lot of money.
Exactly. So,
crazy. Like, I don't know if they
those
have the
guys should
anymore,
be getting paid.
Yeah, college stadiums
period.
Are huge. Well, they have the playoffs now, too, for the national championship, which they never had before. And I think it's even more exciting. So, every time they do that, it's just more and more and more money. So
yeah, the players don't get it. And that's why the people are coming.
They are coming.
Anyway.
Literally, I saw a thing on HBO a couple years ago about like the prostitute level goes up sky high whenever there's like a major sporting event. The NFL, I think the Super Bowl is
it's good for the
thing.
Economy. Ingram.
They fly in like women from everywhere. It's just like, yeah.
Oh, good in the head. Hey, February 19th.
Yes.
We have Gracie versus Shamrock 3.
Yes.
And we got whoever wins that fight. Pat Miletich said he would like to step in and fight the winner. And whoa. Dan Severin said he would come out of retirement also and fight the winner.
My head's spinning.
Seniors MMA! It's the Masters division.
They're going to do it on their own.
They fucking love it, man.
They don't need anybody to tell them. It's just like, no. Oh, these guys are fighting. I'll fight that guy.
I like where we're going, but let's let them use a little PEDs, you know? Do you have a problem with that? Especially if it was a seniors division?
No.
If both guys could agree, okay, let's sauce up a little bit.
1700 level?
Vitor Belfort levels, whatever. You know? Are you cool with that?
Bring your best.
Yes,
you got.
Bring your best. Just don't die.
Yes. Too crazy.
I'd be cool with that.
You think so?
Well, I just like the thought of the senior division. I'm interested. I'll watch that fucking fight.
I think a lot of people will watch that fight.
You know? Let's get back to some freak show shit. How about the other rumor is Bellator is starting a women's 125 and a women's 145 division.
Ooh.
So,
Cyborg.
Going where the UFC is not. Like, they're hitting those two outside. One inside, because the UFC's got 115 and 135. Mm-hmm. They're going 125, 145.
Smart.
And, yeah, why not have Cyborg? If the UFC, I know technically she is a Zuffa employee right now, even though she's fighting for Invicta. But fuck, come on. Let her run rampant somewhere. Give her some more visibility.
Sure.
Holly Holm will step up and fire at a catchweight. God damn it.
Yes, sir.
Got anything else? I got
you have a million articles.
I have one, so two, three, four more.
I'll let you go because I what I have is not that relevant.
Cool. Okay. So there's a rumor, we were talking about BJ Penn. There's a rumor that he has an opponent for UFC 197, which is, I don't know anymore. I thought it was right around the corner.
March. And?
Who do you think that's going to be? I don't really even fucking know at this point.
Oh, they didn't say?
No. They said there's that's when he's rumored to fight.
Did they say at what weight class?
No. I think he's got to be at 55. Anything else doesn't make sense to me. 45, no fucking way. I 170, I think it's too big. 155 is perfect.
Wasn't he talking about 145?
Yeah. And didn't you send me that picture of him at like Greg Jackson's like working his eye pokes?
By any means. There's a thread on the underground. And that I forgot the headline, but I started laughing. I was
so
like, oh my God.
Awesome. You should have had John Jones in the background.
Yeah,
like,
it's like showing him how to do it. I couldn't guess. I mean, shit. It's not Nick Lentz, right?
No, because I think Lentz wanted it at 45. Or, I don't even know. And again, he shouldn't even be anywhere near Nick Lentz. But I'm okay with him having a warm-up fight before he has a super fight. And then what was with all these rumors about GSP, too?
Yeah.
There's like all these rumors. He's coming back. Oh, no. His manager says he's not coming back. So I don't want to say that it's going to be GSP but versus BJ Penn, but there's a lot of talk. BJ Penn is definitely coming back. A lot of rumors about GSP coming back. It seems too quick for those two to come back.
No,
in March for those two to fight?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
That might be a UFC 200. So maybe BJ Penn gets a warm-up fight, and then fucking GSP comes back for a...
Who they give him? That's a good question.
BJ Penn.
BJ Penn versus BJ Penn. Perfect.
No, like BJ Penn, GSP at UFC.
Can you do that in the UFC game? Like, you can fight yourself?
Well, I fought... I forgot to say this. I got to pick Nick Diaz, and then someone else was Nate Diaz. And I don't have my microphone on, because I'm just fucking trying to test the game out. And this motherfucker against me is like, what, you throwing spinach shit at me now, bitch? Fuck you, motherfucker. 2-9, what? What? Like, God damn it. The whole fight, this motherfucker's trash talking me.
Yes, perfect.
Like, God damn it. And then I'm fucking get my ass knocked out again.
Yes. He's bitter about this. 1-11 is not very...
That's bullshit. Fucking bullshit.
It will only get better. Don't worry.
Well, I also got to figure the only people that are playing this are people that had the previous game.
Most likely.
And then you had to be signed up for EA's mailing list. Filled out the form, got the code sent to you. play during the day, that's when the hardcore people play.
Yeah, daytime's no good. Nighttime is like the weekend warriors.
Yes, yes. That's I only play it during the day, and I'm like, fuck.
Noon on a fucking Tuesday.
Right.
You're dead.
Then you're wondering why I'm getting murdered. Like, these guys are fucking playing like 24/7. Oh, yeah. I am the weekend warrior.
14-year-old kid just waxing your ass. He's been playing for days.
I have no interest in playing online.
It's fine.
Unless it's against fans. But I did go in as CM Punk a bunch of times. I think I said that.
Fuck that guy. That's the problem.
I know.
I wonder if maybe one day we should just not speak and then just go right into the show. I'm so confused sometimes about, did we talk about this on the show, off the show?
Like, I know.
What is the conversation? I don't want to repeat myself.
I don't care anymore. Just fucking, I'll re-say the story twice. I may have talked about it. I may not.
We talk about something. I'm like, did we talk? Like, this sounds weird. Like, did we have this? Like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know.
My brain.
Hey, I hear the UFC is not going to happen in New York again.
Why not?
I don't know. Why do they...
Culinary union?
Probably. But why do they continue to try? Wouldn't you just stop after 5 years and just
say, big
market,
man. They want that Madison Square Garden. That's prestigious. I think Dana has that boxing background, right? So, you know, like, I think for him that's a big deal. It's kind of like, hey, the MSG, we want to get there, you know?
I know, but after so many years, wouldn't it be cheaper just to not keep lobbying and not keep trying and eventually they come around? It seems so retarded that you have one state out of 49 that says it's illegal. Why don't you just send John McCain down there? He's the one who fucked it up.
He did.
Hopefully he can unfuck it.
Oh, maybe.
Hey, what about Donald Cerrone wearing all Nike? Did you see that?
I did.
Greg Jackson posting a picture to Instagram. What's that about?
I think they can wear whatever they want as long as they're not in fight week or in the fight.
Isn't that a little spiteful to the UFC, though? Reebok and Reebok?
I'd be mad, too, right?
He did get fined, right?
Yeah, they took his money. Fuck that. It's a good opportunity, actually, for Nike. I think if they were smarter, they'd sponsor, like, more fighters and podcasts, you know, hint, hint, because Reebok's all over everything, so...
I don't know who the fuck quoted. Someone else said this. This isn't my thoughts. But they were saying, wouldn't it be a great idea for one of the corners to use code words that were your sponsors? So,
awesome.
Like you have Greg Jackson in the corner going, throw the Condom Depot! Condom Depot! And then he rattles off whatever that combination is.
Or throw the 20M cordless sliding compound miter saw.
Los Canada! Los Canada!
Exactly. Fuck. All right.
That's actually a great idea, man.
It's awesome. I love it. How can they stop that?
They can't. Well, it was like that the Muscle Farm training camp, right?
Yeah.
That brings in fucking TJ Dillashaw and whoever else. Like, that's great. You brand the training camp. You can't get away from that.
Nope.
I know Dave Bautista just also tweeted a little fuck Reebok.
Yeah.
He has a million followers. Something about the UFC. And my last news item, it's my own thought here. And we may have talked about this in the past. I'm not sure. The heavyweight division, why can you have a 60-pound weight difference there? But no other weight class you can. The only other one, so like welterweight, you could be 15-pound difference. Middleweight, 15. Light heavyweight, you could be 20. But at heavyweight, you could have a 60-pound discrepancy.
Why? I think because the heavyweight fighter pool is much smaller, so they just give it a nice big range.
Good point.
I think maybe. Why do you think?
Well, I'm trying to lobby for an open weight.
Ah. I'm with you on that. Sure, why not?
Again, I don't get why we can't do that. I understand that we have this unified set of rules, but why can't we go off the reservation or go to another country?
That is a good question.
Need to,
like... I would love it, because if you want to fight, I'm like, listen, yeah, I got the belt at welterweight, but I want the open weight belt. I'm going up against anybody.
Yes.
Right? Whatever. I'm testing myself. Would guys do it? I don't know. Would it be prestigious? Perhaps. Could be dominated by all heavyweights.
Right.
Maybe
or
not.
I mean, you never know.
Yeah.
I mean, look at old school UFC. Obviously, Hoist Gracie was beating everyone at whatever, a buck 80 in a gi. But just because he knew how to choke some fuckers, no one else. Jiu-Jitsu was like magic.
Yep.
Where's Dave Herman when you need him?
Well, yeah, I mean, plus who knows what would happen if Mighty Mouse fought Cain Velasquez? Nobody knows.
You don't. And I want to see that shit, cuz they remember the early UFCs, there were a couple David versus Goliath, man.
He could win. You never know. He's very fast.
He
I don't know,
right?
Cain could even grab that guy.
He will out cardio you.
Oh my god.
At some point.
Melt Cain, like come catch me, right?
I don't know. I'll kick you in the leg, run away. Kick you in the leg, run away. Eventually you can't walk.
Yeah.
And now I attack. I don't know.
Interesting.
Something I want to see. We're
like
moving
it.
Right along.
I like it. I like where your head's at. It's good.
Now we're in.
Let's do that.
Astronauts.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Wall on Twitter. He's got a bunch of good questions for us. Here we go. How many title defenses will the Dominator have in 2016?
Zero.
Here we go. Okay.
It's my best guess.
Why? You think he's losing the next fight? He's probably going to fight. I don't know if he's going to fight Faber. But I'm thinking he's probably injured, isn't he?
He's going to be injured and stay injured, unfortunately.
That guy's destined to be injured. Yes. Name the fighters that BJ Penn would have to beat before facing Conor McGregor for the 145-pound belt. And then he says, pound sign, pound sign. Thank you. Thank you.
Jose Aldo comes to mind.
I'd rather see that at 55. I like that a lot.
Aldo versus BJ Penn?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
55.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's got to beat him. Chad Mendes? I don't know.
No. I don't really want to see that.
No. That'll be a bad night, I think.
Yeah, I don't want to see Penn at 45. I'd rather see him at 55. I like that Jose Aldo. That's a hell of a fight back for your first fight, but fuck it. I'm BJ Penn.
Yeah.
Maybe that straight stand-up. Give it to me and go, give me that straight stand-up.
I can't even make two adjustments like the vertical game.
Yeah.
It's like...
Maybe that works against Jose Aldo. I don't know.
Craziness. I've never seen anything so crazy in my life.
That's like Frank the Tank.
It was like a joke. It's literally like, they're like, BJ, try this. Okay. Like,
but it worked at training camp. I knock all my fucking training partner
like,
out.
Yeah, exactly. They're like in the camp, like, what's he doing? I don't know. I'm fucking high.
Yeah,
this looks amazing.
Tim Mark.
Tim Mark. The death touch.
You touched me. Then shut down.
Awesome. I do love those YouTube videos.
Which ones?
Of these
the
fucking
Demarks?
Guys. Oh, yeah. No, the dudes with their guru shit, and then they fight like a real guy.
Like,
it
fucked up so
it's awesome.
It is.
Anyways,
are there any plans to have Super Sage Northcutt fight somebody who's actually in shape?
Dude, you saw the fight. He needs time. He's 19. Give him some time. Let him build his shit. Let him build his tool set. He's obviously a physical specimen. Let's see if he can.
Well, he's also like bodybuilder strong, and there is a difference. When you are like cut and ripped like that, you're not as strong as
old man
not
strength.
Being bodybuilder. Like the look. When you look like that, you're not as strong as when you not look like that, if that makes sense.
Oh, sure.
There's a different type of way you're going to lift weights, and when you look like that, not as strong.
No. Just speaking from jiu-jitsu, some of the guys that in the Compritos gym, the dudes that are kind of skinny, but they're, like, from the Ukraine or whatever, and they played, like, they did this crazy, like, sports shit when they were kids. Oh, my fucking God. Like, these guys get a hold of you. You're like, dude, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing?
You're made out of fucking steel
it's
or
crazy.
Something.
Yeah, and the guy doesn't look that big, and he's not, like, ripped, but he's just fucking strong. Like, crazy old man strength, right, they say? Like, you build up
that's
over
like
time.
PRT.
Yeah.
Okay. First page in Sage, UFC and Reebok, overhyping marketable young prospects for dollars. Will it continue?
Of course. They're marketing whores.
Yeah.
On to the next thing.
Yeah, of course. Like,
wait.
What's next?
It's coming. Give it some time.
Justin, Dr. Bound Carter, why do people shit on fighters like Alvarez for fighting to win and persevere their health, but shit on them anyway when they risk it and get brutally finished anyway? It's just confusing. Why should they risk their health for people who don't give a fuck about it then?
It's not exciting. I think that the fans realize it's more than just the technical ability, and you can appreciate both, but it's a spectacle. And when it becomes not spectacle, people get pissed, right?
There's a balance. You have to entertain and win. And I see entertain comes first. And I would rather lose in devastating fashion than win by just holding someone down on the ground and doing fucking nothing.
Yes.
That is not winning. That's like grapple fuck. And that'll get you thrown right out of the UFC. Look at John Fitch.
And the most
That's why Ben Askren, not in the UFC. Same fucking thing.
The most beloved fighters, always the guys who throw it out there. Right?
Yes.
Vanderlei Silva.
Go out on a fucking shield. You
know, Chuck Liddell's, whatever.
You'll have all my respect.
Yep.
Holding someone down and dry humping them, nothing.
Nothing. Doesn't do anything for you?
Nothing, Ingo! Zachary Geiser, thoughts on the average working Joe's nutrition for every man's fitness? And then, ever attempted a ketogenic diet as recently featured on the Rogan podcast?
I tried it. I couldn't do it.
What's it about?
Going into ketosis. Basically, your body lives off of fat, basically.
That doesn't sound healthy. It's like starving yourself.
It's like the paleo diet / Atkins diet kind of thing. Yeah. But you know, because your body stops burning carbohydrates for fuel. It burns only fat. So the idea is you're burning the fat off your body, but at the same time, you eat a very high fat diet and no carbs. Like, I think that's the great thing about the human body. It's so adaptable.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever it gets given, it starts to learn how to use, right? So what do I think about it? I don't know. Fucking hell. I like beer. You know? No, thank you. Fuck that. I'd rather work out more or something.
Yeah. Well, I'd just say, I think, go heavier on the protein, less on like the bullshit processed carbohydrates.
Yeah.
If you want a good carb, look to beans.
Beans are good. That's Tim Ferriss, the slow carb diet.
Yeah,
right?
That's the
beans are good.
4-hour body. Like, he has way too much information in there, but if you digest a little bit at a time,
might
be helpful.
Well, the other thing is, too, is I know people always say females are under such pressure to look whatever. But, dude, nowadays, guys are in the same predicament, and then you get these fucking men's health guys. This guy looks like this for, like, five minutes.
For a picture. A Photoshop picture at best.
He's basically, like, cutting weight to make this picture happen, and then the rest of the time he doesn't look like that. It's a lot of pressure. Like, whatever. At some point you get older, you go, fuck it. I'm in decent shape, right? You're in decent shape.
I just need to be in decent shape.
It is what it is.
And be able to lift up a washer or a dryer every once in a while. Maybe a fucking water heater.
Yeah.
We're fucking, heater. I'm like, oh my fucking God, is this motherfucker heavy. Like, go!
It's pretty heavy. Yeah.
Holy Jesus Christ.
I mean, that's the thing. Where's the pressure at? I don't know. So.
Yeah, I don't know. It's all good. Jeff Ellsbury asks, is now the time to make Arlovsky versus Barnett? Do you think that fight would be strong enough to headline a card?
Yes.
Yes and yes. We're just talking. We have Hendricks versus Thompson headlining a fucking card. Who wants to watch that fight?
Nobody.
Arlovsky versus Barnett? I'm in.
Yes.
I'm in.
Do
fucking
it.
Fucking sold.
Get Fedor on the card.
Too. Damn right.
Three
fuck that guy.
War.
What? Brandon Mason, if you could build UFC's 200 main card, which fighters would you put on it? Well, Cyborg, okay, fuck it. I don't want Cyborg versus Rousey anymore. I'm going to take a Cyborg home at a catchweight of 140. It doesn't even have to be for a title.
Okay.
That one's in.
We got to do John Jones versus anybody.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, it could be heavyweight or light heavyweight.
Uh-huh. You got to do,
Jesus Christ. Okay, say we
Jesus get, Christ versus Jesus Christ.
No, hey, hang on. I got one. So say BJ Penn gets his warm-up fight, and Conor McGregor beats Rafael Dos Anjos at 155.
Yeah.
BJ Penn, Conor McGregor.
Ooh, that's a tough one. BJ's got the good boxing, so I don't know, like, can he get it to the ground? That's the question. If he gets to the ground, that's a scary... Like,
right.
You don't know.
I kind of like that. That's a weird
shot.
Like
BJ gets a belt back at like 30 something. That'd be crazy. I like that one. Nick Diaz got on that card, right?
Nick versus Nate. You want to do that one?
Yes.
Winner takes all. He gets all the weed, Ingo.
There you go. Who else? I mean,
let's see. I'll do a rematch of Michael Bisping versus Luke Rockhold.
Okay.
Hey, fuck Chris Weidman, by the way.
Right.
Because he's going to get the next rematch. He's going to get a rematch against Luke Rockhold.
Oh, really?
Because Yoel Romero tested positive. So now he's out of the equation. And then fucking Weidman's saying he was like 10% or 20% when he fought Rockhold. That wasn't really him.
Only 10%?
Right.
Wow.
And he took him to the fourth round.
Yeah.
Well, Rockhold had staff, so he was probably 5%, so.
These guys know their numbers, man.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly at 9%.
And my testosterone level is totally normal.
Yes. Yeah, 200. We'll see. I don't know. I think that card's going to be fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because you're probably trying to live up to the height of UFC 100. Can you get Brock Lesnar to come back for a one-off?
One fight. Brock come on, versus Fedor?
Come on. One-off. Oh, my God. One-off.
That would break. That would be over $2 million.
Yeah. I'd just crap my pants and fuck it.
What?
Got nothing to prove.
Nope.
Dino Turkic. Big Ben submission over Barnett. What? How the fuck did that happen? What was your reaction?
Exactly that. I thought it was, I'm like, are you kidding me right now?
Yeah,
like,
it was the same thing. What? What did he do?
Yeah.
Some hand technique? You sure he didn't have like an extra long thumbnail and like slit his throat while he was down there?
It's crazy, man. It's you know, I don't know. Maybe that's the USADA in Barnett as well, maybe perhaps.
Hmm. He was a little lean for the last fight, but he's a crafty veteran.
He is.
Larry Hoops, why is Rumble a fucking beast?
Because he eats horse meat.
He eats small children for breakfast, and he bench presses
large children.
Small cows. You know, I was politically correct the other day on Facebook. It was sad. You know, there was that image of Mark Hunt punching that kid in the gut in slow motion. This is the first time typically I would have said fat, but I had to say overweight. I felt very sad. I know what that's about. Ed Twomey, he just says, what?
Exactly.
What?
Exactly. What is right?
I don't know.
The show is forever long.
Exactly. That's okay. Federico Machado, he says, Ingo, I think you've gone stale after a couple of years watching the show.
Really?
It comes to my realization that you desperately need to turn heel and stop being so vanilla.
Ooh.
At this point, Mighty Mouse has more personality than you.
Ouch.
Hey, at least he didn't say Cain Velasquez.
That's a good point. Ouch.
So, Matt, I ask you, what should Ingo do to cement himself as heel and to develop a more cunning personality?
A cunning personality. Jeez.
Three words.
Go fuck your mother.
Embrace the grind. Okay. Thank you, Mike Goldberg.
Was he the same one who said this shit last week or 2 weeks ago?
I don't know. He's like borderline blasphemy all the time.
Ouch. It hurts my heart.
I don't debate it. Delete that one.
I'm crying out.
I don't believe any of this.
I have to watch the show back.
Ingo is not vanilla. He was vanilla when the first year we started. I would say all this crazy shit, and he'd just be like, "Yeah,
exactly."
Well, he's not vanilla.
Maybe I am. I'll have to assert myself and assess myself.
All I have to say is two words: John Jones.
Fuck him.
Yeah, exactly. He fucking hates him.
I don't like that guy. Exactly. I don't know why. He's totally fake.
All right. So, Rodrigo Machado has three questions. He just had one, but now he's got three. There's two different weeks.
We're giving him more questions?
Yeah. Because these are like one-offs.
All right.
Would you rather live in a five-star prison or the poorest country in the world?
Five-star prison.
Agree. Here. 100%.
Although we don't know what prison's like, so maybe we're wrong about that.
100% agree with you. You know what that is.
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather be the opposite gender for a day or be a kid again for a day?
Kid.
Disagree. 100%. I'm going to be a woman, and I'll be jamming shit here, there, nowhere.
He's taking it there.
Okay, I have to.
No problem.
Multiple
kid. Easily kid.
Orgasms.
Life is easy.
Would you rather be able to control your dreams or be able to watch your dreams on video the next day?
Ooh, that is a good question. Control, I think.
I'm going to go the exact opposite again. I like to watch my dreams.
There I go again, being vanilla.
You're so vanilla, I go.
Oh, well.
I just had a crazy one like the other night.
Yeah?
you know, it was related to MMA and us, and with my family, we were checking into a hotel, and you and I were going to interview Ronda Rousey, and we had 5 minutes to interview her.
Wow.
But I forgot all the equipment. I had no video camera, nothing. And when I went to the hotel, they didn't have a room for me, and there were no other rooms around, and like, what the fuck? And then finally, they found a room for me. So I check in, put all my shit in there. I leave with my family to go get the video camera and all the equipment. I come back. All my shit's out in the hallway, and again, they don't have a room for me. And then I just went berserker. And then some hotel employee put his hand on me and touched me.
Uh-huh.
And like, whoa. I'm like, you fucking, like, you don't touch me. You touch me, I will end you.
And
then I woke up, and I was very pissed off and ready to kill.
Ouch.
Like, what the fuck is this about?
I think there's too much, that was too much TRT dosage, I'd say. You're like, oh, aggro. You have those angry dreams?
No, like that's the first one I've had in I don't know how long.
Pissed off, I don't recall that. Usually my dreams, if I do wake up, they're always extremely like gut-wrenchingly emotional. Like one of my kids died or some shit happened or like there's war or, you know, weird, crazy, I'm being chased by somebody. I never really have those like I'm pissed off dreams.
No, it was weird.
Because I'm vanilla. That's going to be the theme.
No, you know what's vanilla? What? The UFC right now.
Yeah.
That's
I'm probably sponsored by Reebok too.
You might as well be.
I should get a Reebok sponsorship.
We have those shirts, remember? The Z Johnny Hendricks.
I just. Oh yeah. Yes. I'll get into that in a minute. Go ahead. Right.
Well, that was the last question for Ask the Nuts. So okay. We're into knowledge.
Because I was going to give you some quick bit of something.
Yeah.
Okay. So, this week I've been on like some sort of quest for whatever, trying to. Simplify my life because I feel like it's too
simplify.
Crazy, too crazy all the time. So at nighttime, instead of watching TV or playing video games, I've been like, I bought these coloring books. No,
yeah. You're not beating off.
No, I've been coloring, man. It's pretty cool. I got these colored pencils and I'm making like all these drawings. It's very relaxing. I enjoy it. And like when I'm done, I see I made something. Right?
Yes.
But more importantly, I've been organizing things. And one of the big things that has really given me anxiety for like year plus is my fucking clothes. Like, I don't know if you're like this, but I open my drawer and it's literally, there's a couple of shirts on top that I wear all the time and the rest is just thrown in there. Every drawer, everything, everywhere. Every time I open it, I go, I'm going to have a panic attack because this drawer is crazy. So literally on Friday, I took like a half day of work. I took everything I own and I threw it on the bed and I'm like, donate, keep. And then I found a video online of like how to fold this shit. Mm-hmm. So I no longer put them like this. Now my clothes are like this. So it's like
you can see everything.
Oh, it's great. And I opened I've literally gone upstairs multiple times this last few days, and I'm like, I'm just going to look in my, there's my drawer. look at that drawer. It's awesome. So I recommend to you, if you can, just Google how to fold a t-shirt, and then there's a video of some chick showing you like how to do it and how to stack them. It's so liberating to like declutter. And then we did it with the garage today too, which is fine too.
Mm-hmm.
That's a never-ending battle, you know. It's like
it always fills up, especially after Christmas. It's like Jesus Christ, I have all these fucking boxes and...
everywhere.
Yeah.
So, there's something about like declutter. I feel like as humans, we are not meant to be this busy and chaotic. And at some point, everyone reaches like their max, and you have to like scale back.
Mm-hmm.
You don't. It's hard though. So that's my knowledge for the week. Try to organize some shit.
Oh yeah. For me, I like all my shit on a hanger.
Oh, you hang?
I hang all my clothes, so okay. I can always see everything. And that's why I have so much shit here hanging in the basement. Like, because my fucking room won't hold everything. The only thing that goes in a drawer is like socks, underwear, and undershirts.
Ah, okay.
And everything else I own on a fucking hanger.
Okay, so that's a good plan. I don't have this kind of closet
space. And you don't have to fold. It's just put on a hanger and then fucking...
Yeah.
Done.
Good plan.
So, knowledge. I'm not sure of the accuracy of all this information I'm going to spew, but I'm going to spew it anyway. So, there's this thing called trial by combat or judicial duel.
Mm-hmm.
It's been floating around out there. And it's between, I guess, a husband and a wife. And this is from Germany, from around the 1200s.
Trial by combat. Okay.
So, if you had a dispute, the man would go into a pit. This is husband and wife. They put the man in a pit up to his waist and they give him a club. And his wife, she would stand freely, and she was given a cloth bag with a 5-pound stone in it. And then they would just fucking go at it. And whoever won the fight would win whatever the lawsuit or disagreement was.
Oh, my God. Okay.
And there's some pictures of said outcomes. And it's pretty interesting because it's all, like, old school shit. And I'll post some of this up. It's like, here's said man in a pit and his wife. He's, like, striking her in the leg. And then she's wrapping his arm up. And then, he's got her down and she's going for a lock. Oh, she's trying to choke him, like some kind of front choke and strangulation. Oh, he's got her down in the pit. Oh, he's going for like some sort of crotch grab. And
that is madness, man. What the fuck is this shit about?
It's like from the 12th. But, you think this is something that could be brought back?
Instead of divorce?
Just saying, you give the man a club, he's in a pit, up to his waist, and the wife
that,
gonna
that determines
free.
That the wife has to attack him since he's not mobile?
What she's gotta get close
enough. What if she chooses not to attack?
Well, then I think you gotta unleash a lion or something. That's just my personal opinion. Okay. I'm just saying.
That's crazy. How did you stumble upon that?
I think that was one of those Reddit things that you just kind of run into.
Oh, when you get into a black hole on the web, and you just kind of go, what is this? Oh, let me... And you end up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
It's all good.
It's happened.
All right, that's it. We better shut down.
It's
we're
been like 2 hours.
I'm fading here, so...
I'm dying. That's been This Week's Dish and MMA Nuts. We'll be back next week in the vanilla version. My name's Igor Weigel.
I'll be back in the 32 flavors version.
Thank you.
Matt Griffith, thanks for playing.
Not even like strawberry or something? Vanilla, seriously.
You can be crunchberry.
Pistachio.
Crunchberry. Ooh, that's good. I'm done.
I'll take it.
All right.